line, that phrase, with nothing, that we still have everything with Jesus, that Jesus is our everything, that he really is enough. You know, that has been our prayer. We've been praying. Our team has been praying that we would live like that. And we pray that every person that's in this room and every person that's online, that we all would get to that place where Jesus really is enough. You guys can have a seat this morning. Well, for those who don't know, my name is Rick. I get to be the lead pastor here. And we really are grateful for each of you who are here today. So thank you for being here. Thank you to everyone who is online. And for every person, we want you to know, please let us know what's going on. Let us know how we can pray for you. Text that word pray to 401-496-9710. And just let us know. Hey, you can just say, Rick, pray for, and then you just fill in the blank. And maybe there is some way we can come alongside of you. Maybe there's some way we can serve you. We would love to be able to serve you however we can. So today what we're going to do is we're wrapping up this teaching series. 40 days in the Word, this series that we've entitled The Word, because it's about loving the Word, it's about learning the Word, and then it's about living the Word, actually living it out in our life. And this has, I have really enjoyed this personally. It's been a great reminder, and even learning some different ways to look at the Scripture, different ways to be able to learn the Word so that I can love Him more, so that it can actually help me change the way that I live my life. But you know what? I was so encouraged when I heard from one of our junior high students. One of our junior high students has also been enjoying the Word, and it's making an impact in their life. And originally, our original plan was to have her come and share that live with us. But yesterday, I got a call from her dad, and some things have changed, and so they weren't able to make it. But what she did do, Alexa's her name, Alexa jumped on Zoom with me, and we just recorded our conversation. And it's very powerful for you to see how God uses young people. He speaks to you, and how He impacts. He'll use a junior hire, and He'll impact many of us adults. So take a listen in. Well, good morning, church family. I'm here with Alexa, and I'm very excited to do this. I was even more excited because originally Alexa was going to come into the church, but circumstances didn't allow us to be able to do that. So we have the next best thing. We're here on Zoom together, able to have this conversation. And church, I just wanted you to hear Alexa's heart and what God is doing and how God is using her. So Alexa, thank you for joining us here. And so first, why don't you just share with us your faith story?
I was in my bedroom one night, and I was listening to music, and I realized that I never fully put my trust in Jesus. And it just felt like nothing was going to get better because of all the bullying at school, and just I was losing all my friends, and it just felt so bad. But then Jesus really, he was there, and I just realized that He loves me, and it just made me feel so much better about myself.
Yeah, that's awesome, Alexa. And that's what Jesus does. He does show up to us in those times when we feel all alone. And then when we do put our life fully in Him, right, our trust fully in Him, He does bring about change. And He's been making some changes in your life. But I know that you started coming to our youth group. It wasn't just, you've just been coming to the youth group for a few months now, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell us why you felt like you wanted to get into church.
Well, my grandma and grandpa have been going for a long time, and they said it was a really good church, and I just wanted to go because I wanted to meet new Christian friends, to talk about the Bible with them, because my regular friends at school just wouldn't want to.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what you've been doing. And, you know, Alexa, we are in this teaching series called The Word. And the Word has actually made a difference in your life. Share with us how the Word has impacted your life.
I've had anxiety for as long as I can remember. It made it hard for people at school to like me. And the word helped me realize that it doesn't matter if the school doesn't love me because Jesus still loves me.
That's right. And he does. He absolutely does. Hey, Alexa, share with us some ways that you engage the word.
I try to read my Bible every night, and the Bible app has been really helpful for that because it gives the daily stories and you can just go through it and it reminds me to pick up my Bible too.
Yeah. Hey, when we were talking on the phone last week, you were sharing with me that you had a streak going. Share with us what that streak is.
Yeah, it's like 103 days, I think.
103 days. Yeah, that's amazing. And so for those of you who don't know, the Bible app actually tracks you opening your Bible and how many times you've done that. And so it's been 103 days. That's what it's saying for Alexa, which is in the Word, right? And that's what we've been talking about, loving the Word, learning the Word, and then living it out. And you certainly have been living it out, Alexa. Tell us the story about you meeting your new friend Dre online.
I was scrolling through TikTok, and if you don't know what TikTok is, it's an app where you can post videos, either 15 or 60 seconds. And I was scrolling through, and I found his account, and he was talking about how he didn't have a church to go to, and his parents wouldn't let him go to church, and just he just didn't have a church to be a part of. So I found his Instagram, and I DM'd him, and I was like, hey, here's the link to my church. It's a great church. I'm sure you can be a part of it. And yeah.
Yeah, and for the church family, what is, you see what she did there. She saw somebody in need online, and she reached out. She shared our church link, and she actually shared the YouTube link because that's how he ended up online. Dre is a junior high student, not in Rhode Island. Dre lives in St. Louis, Missouri. And there from St. Louis, Missouri, Dre has been joining us online through YouTube and even making some comments. And then he used our text, our texting number, to reach out to us to ask for prayer. And at first, you know, Dre is talking or he's texting this prayer request about how he's having these really bad dreams and he really needs some prayer about that and some other things that were going on in his life. And we were able to pray for him. Our team gathers every week. We tell you guys that. We say, hey, text the word prayer, you know, to 401-496-9710, and we will pray for you. And we do that. Alexa, I just want you to know that Dre has now experienced, I reached out to him this week and just said, hey, how are you doing? And he said the dreams that he was having, these bad dreams, they're gone. And he has also found a church to connect with there as well as in person. So that is amazing. And that happened because of Alexa. Because God used her, and he's and so God's using Alexa to impact people across literally the United States, you know, and that's amazing, Alexa. So thank you for sharing your story, Alexa, with us. And I want you to know that our church is for you, right? And he is, and not only is our church for you, even more importantly, God is for you. And we're so excited and we are praying of how God is going to use you, Alexa, during this hard time of junior high. And but God can take your story and use it to empower somebody else to be able to fall into love with God, just like you are. And so keep on reading, man. Keep on engaging the word. Don't stop using that Bible app. Church, let's give it up for Alexa for just being here. It took a lot of courage, Alexa, so thank you for doing that. Isn't that great? That is just, I was like, it was just amazing. And God wants to use each and every one of us like that, about making a decision to engage in the Word. And because Alexa reached out to Dre, Dre is now connected to some in-person. It was so hard for him not having any connections, and he was able to find a church where he could connect to there in St. Louis, Missouri. But all that happened because somebody, a student, a junior higher, was willing to share our YouTube link with somebody she didn't even really know online. the impact of the Word. That's the power of God's Word. And that's why we have spent so much time talking about different ways to engage the Word. And so really, here's the question for all of us. The question is this: will I integrate the Word into every area of my life? You see, we each have a choice to make. And the question is, will I actually take God's Word and make it a part of every area of my life? And this is what we're going to see in Psalms 119. So go ahead, take your Bibles, go to Psalms 119, the passage we've already read it through. That's what Sharina was reading. And in this passage, we are going to notice a personal pronoun with an action after it. And it's either I will or I have. And we see that throughout this entire passage, because you have a choice to make and I have a choice to make. And the psalmist is telling us you and I need to make a choice to integrate God's Word into every area of our life. And what I want, how I want to start reading this passage is actually with verse 16 first, because this is really the way that we need to think about every time we sit down with God's Word. We need to frame it in our mind like this. We need to have this kind of posture. Look at what verse number 16 says. Again, I will. He's making a choice. You and I need to make this choice. I will delight in your decrees. Now, first, let me just say, anytime we see the word decrees, commands, instructions, we know that's referencing the Word. This is God's Word to them. At this time, all they had was the Torah and parts of the Torah. And so they used the word decrees, or they used the word commands, or they would use the word instruction. And when you read this in the Old Testament, know that it's talking about the revealed Word of God that they actually had at that time. Today we have the complete Word of God. And so practically for us, it's about the Word. And so that's why I'm saying, I will delight in your Word. That's really what he's saying. In fact, I want you to say this with me. On three, even through your mask, right? I want you to say this out loud. Even if you're at home, if you are at home, will you say this with us on the count of three? And what we're going to say is, I will delight in your Word. I will delight in your Word. On three. One, two, three. And that's what God wants us to do. Now think about that idea of delight. I want you to think about your favorite place to go that you delight. Think about your favorite place where you love to go and delight in that meal, right? For some of you, it's Italian. For some of you, you know, it's, you know, that favorite deli. For some of you, it's just about Greg's dessert, isn't it? Man, for me, it's Texas Roadhouse, right? And I delight in the whole experience, right? I come in and I'm like, in fact, yesterday I see Chelsea sitting over. Chelsea's at work there, and she's at the hostess booth. And man, it's always great to see Chelsea there. And she gets you a seat. She gets you connected with a server there. And then it's about delighting in that server that you have. But you know what I really delight in when I'm sitting there at that table? That Fort Worth ribeye. Oh my goodness, this is new to me. I don't usually order. That's not my go-to there, right? Zoe and I went there a couple of weeks ago with somebody else, and they ordered the ribeye, and I'm looking at that thing, and I'm thinking, man, I've never ordered that. That looks very good. And then they were talking about how much they delighted in it, and they said, you should order that. I ordered that. Oh my goodness, it was every bite you deal. I didn't want it to be over. Have you ever had that kind of meal? That's what God wants us to do with His Word. Our posture when we go there is to delight in Him. It shouldn't be a have-to thing. It shouldn't be this thing where I feel like guilted into this. It should be a delight. That you, in fact, Psalms gives us this other verse that says, taste and see. That's what He wants us to do, to delight in Him. See. He is good. And that's only going to happen if you make a commitment, if you show up week in and week out with this idea of delighting in Him. Now, Let's go to verse 9 and we'll walk ourselves through this very quickly. It says, how can a young person stay pure? The idea of young person isn't just for our junior high students. The idea really behind this is disciple. The idea is that somebody who is being discipled, we all fall into this category if you are a Christ follower, because we are disciples. And it's this wisdom literature, this wisdom history that he's using, like they do in Proverbs. So how can a disciple stay pure? How can you stay connected? Remember last week we talked about staying connected? And then he says it's this way. Here's how we do it, by obeying the word, by obeying your word, God. This is how we're going to be able to do this. You know how you're going to stay connected? It's by his word. How you're going to bring your life into alignment with what God is calling you to? By his word. This is so important. But this is part of delighting in him. He goes on. He says, I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. You see what he's saying there? It's like, I found you in the Word. I have found you as I connect with you in the Word. And as I've done this, I realize that this is where I'm going to experience you. And don't let me wander from you. And then he goes on. And notice all the I's here. I have hidden your Word in my heart. This is bigger than just memorization. This is your whole heart. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. That's the idea behind this. It's like all of you, all of your heart, you are in this. Why? So that I won't make decisions that go against the life that you've called me to live. And then he says, I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Again, we've talked about that. When we go to delight in God's word, we ask God, teach us, show us what you have for us today. And then he says, I have recited aloud all of the regulations that you have given us. This is, do you recognize, for those of you who went through one of our 40-day groups, are you recognizing some of this stuff? These are some of the very practices that we've been learning. And one of them is pronounce it. Had a texting conversation with a lady this morning, and her husband is in the ER, and I was sharing a verse with her, and she said, I'm going to practice the pronounce it method, because she needs to remember not to worry, but to pray about everything with thanksgiving in my heart. She's just going to use this recited out loud type of method. And then he says, I have rejoiced in your laws, in your word, as much as in riches. If you hit the lottery and you won $7 million, would you be able to say, but God, I delighted in you much more than I did in winning $7 million? Psalmist is saying that. The psalmist is telling us that he rejoices in God's word as much as in riches. Like, God's word is worth more to me. That's how we can have nothing and be satisfied, like we just sang. That's how we can have a lot and be satisfied. Paul said, there was a time the apostle Paul had a lot, he had abundance, and he said, and whether I had a lot or whether I had nothing, there were times when he had nothing and churches were taking up offerings for him and send it to him. And he says, whatever state I found myself in, I've been content, or he's been satisfied. Why? Because Jesus really is enough. And then we see I will study. See all the I wills and all the I haves, all the things that you and I, a choice, a decision that you and I have to make. He says, I will study your commandments. That takes time. This doesn't just happen. You just like you don't go to nursing school and all of a sudden become a nurse. You got to study. It's hard work. And the same thing is true as a disciple, as a Christ follower. You've got to choose to study God's commandments and reflect on them, meditate upon them, bring them up like that crock pot, right? And that slow cooker. You just got to keep on letting that come into you and continue to ask questions and go and do that like what we have been asked to do with Psalms chapter 1 over this past week in our 40 days group, to take Psalms 1, the entire chapter. It's only 6 verses, but it's all the entire chapter, and just do this method of reciting it, reflecting upon it in these different ways. You see, what that leads to is I will delight in your decrees. Why? So that I won't forget it. So that I won't forget your word. There's something about staying connected into God's word that has the power to transform your life. Has the power to transform other people's life, just like with Alexa. You know, when we first reached out to Dre, it was through his comments on our YouTube channel. And he shared some things, and it was actually kind of funny because for some reason I ended up on there seeing his comments, and so I started responding back to him. And when he said, "Alexa showed me how," I didn't know if he meant Amazon Alexa or, you know, so I went to Zoe and I said, "Hey, Zoe, can you read this? Because I'm not for sure if he's talking about an Amazon Alexa, you know, or is this like a person?" And then after making some inquiries and figuring this out, he says, no, he said it was she. He kept on talking about she. So then I started asking questions about who's the she. And then I was introduced to Alexa, realizing, oh, my goodness. This is a junior high girl. You see the power of God's word? The power of God's word. Somebody, you heard her say this, she was filled with anxiety. Yet the power of God's word has been able to bring a peace in her. And when she is bullied at school, she's able to retreat to her Savior. And her Savior reminds her she matters. She has a worthiness about her. Why? Because of who she is as God's child. And then for her to say, even though my friends treat me wrong, I'm going to treat other people right. And she reached out to this Dre, seeing a comment that he put on his TikTok, shared the link. How many of you have shared a link with somebody else, knowing that if they could just get into God's word, if they could just be introduced into being connected to God, that it could be life-changing? All of that in Alexa's life. You heard her talk about that Bible app. That's the YouVersion app. We talk about that all the time around here. It is a free download that you can go to your app, or I mean your app store, and download it for free. And it is a powerful resource, a powerful tool that's free. What I want you to do is to hear the behind-the-scenes story, how that came about. The YouVersion Bible app came about because of a businessman who was on a business trip. He wasn't a pastor. He is now. He wasn't then. And he was just like, how can I get more of God's word into me? He's standing in line at a TSA airport. And instead of worrying about the line, he's like, how can I get more of God's word into me? And listen to him as he is interviewed by Brad Jones. Brad Jones is one of the pastors at Passion City Church. And Brad Jones is actually connected to their D.C. campus. But listen in.
The story for that starts really back in 2006. I used to be an entrepreneur and was in the tech space years before that. And I've always tried to think about how to use technology to solve problems. I was in the O'Hare Airport in Chicago in a long TSA security line in 2006. It was one of those kind of moments that normally you'd be frustrated in because it's just this line never moves. It just keeps going.
Definitely had those experiences.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, of that particular day, instead of being focused on the line and focused on the wait, I was just processing. I wonder if there's a way to use technology to help me read the Bible more consistently. I was, sadly, kind of a below-average Bible reader. One of these people that kind of had all the intention of wanting to be in God's Word, knew that it would be important, but yet never practically kind of did it consistently. And I just thought, man, I wonder if there's a way that technology could help me, you know, with it. And there in the security line that day, this idea came for YouVersion. And some people ask where the name come from. And it was originally an idea for a website, actually, not for an app. This was in 2006, so it was before the iPhone. It was before the App Store.
Hard to remember those days. Golly.
Yeah, and so it was like the best name I came up with for this original website idea between the security line and the gate that day in the airport. So it really had no special market research to it. It was just one of these names. And I, in fact, I'm an activator, so I sat down at my computer at the gate, logged in and registered the domain name, YouVersion.com, there at the airport that day. But anyway, that website ultimately launched in 2007, and it didn't work, meaning it didn't really change how I engaged in the Bible. There was a lot of work and energy that went into making it happen, the website. But sometimes we try things, and it just doesn't connect and doesn't work. And so God showed us, though, through the failure of that, kind of led us to an idea that did work, and that was we tried really putting that concept in the Bible on our Blackberries in a really simple website in early 2008. And when we did that, it was just profound how simple it was, but yet how consistent, and how in places we had never read Scripture before, we'd find ourselves being able to consistently engage and connect with it. So we kind of pay attention when we see God do things and surprises us, you know, with the results. And so had our eyes open, and Steve Jobs and Apple announced they were going to make it possible to develop apps for the apps, then create an app store for the, but create apps for the iPhone. And this was in spring of 2008. And so we thought, well, what if we could build an app, a Bible app, you know, for the iPhone? Just seemed like it might be a great idea based on what we were seeing happen, you know, on the BlackBerry. And I didn't know how to build apps. I mean, I'm not a developer. I'm an entrepreneur, but not a coder kind of developer type. So we found a 19-year-old on our team who loved Apple. And those are about the only two requirements back then to build an app, was to be 19 and love Apple.
Unbelievable.
And so it was a part-time kind of nights and weekends type thing. We just worked together to build this app and submitted it to Apple, had no idea if they were going to approve it. I mean, it's hard to really kind of put our heads in that moment, but if you can imagine, they announced this is possible. We don't know if there's going to be thousands of apps, have no idea what the process looks like, because there's nothing to look at. I mean, there's no other apps to go download and check and see, but the App Store launched in July of 2008, and to our surprise, the Bible app was in the first 200 apps that were available the
Amazing.
Day that the store launched.
Amazing.
So we were blown away that it made it in there, but then the first weekend between Thursday night when it came in the store and Sunday morning, we saw 83,000 people install it on
wow.
their iPhone, and that's exactly what we said. We were just blown away. And most importantly, they weren't just installing it on their phone, but they were opening it, using it, opening it multiple times a day.
Come on.
And we could see that God was doing something unexpected. And of course, you know, one of the lessons I've learned in my life is just if you see God move and see those unexpected results, just to take anything you have, whatever resources you have, and try to get behind the things that he's doing.
Come on.
And that was exactly what we did. It was that Monday morning we came back into work, and I told the 19-year-old, I was like, look, this is your full-time job. I have no idea what else you're doing or what you've been doing, but let's work on this, and this is what we need to do. And so it's been a journey, and I mean, obviously it's been an exciting journey, and we've been thrilled to be a part of it, and God's brought so many partners along the way, including Pastor Louie and your church, have been key partners in the journey with us. But we've seen a coalition of people come together around the world, and the results, you know, have just been really unbelievable to be a part of.
That's amazing. A 19-year-old. That's awesome. When you said to your team's surprise, like, what does that mean? You found out, like, the day before, or, like, the App Store popped up and there y'all were?
They opened the App Store in the morning, I think, and there was, like, a few apps that were available. And as the day went on, they were adding all the apps into the store. So we just kind of watched and didn't see it. Then we saw it. It had no notice. Like, they didn't say, oh, you're approved and it's in the store. It just, you just literally were searching and you would finally see it appear on that day. So there was, I mean, if you could imagine, there's millions of apps today.
Yeah.
So there's only 200. What was great about that, the way God used that is, That was, of course, the only Bible app that was available that day. But all of the people that had an iPhone in the entire world, you know, were all focused in one place, and there's only 200 apps.
For such a time.
Yeah, so back then, I mean, it would not be uncommon for people to say, I'm downloading all of the apps in the App Store, because I just want to have a copy of all of them. So I'm sure that people download the Bible app that had no intention of ever reading the Bible, that weren't thinking, oh, I need to find a Bible. And that was what was exciting, from just seeing the gospel extend into places it wouldn't have otherwise.
Wow.
It was just because of the timing and how God positioned it for that moment.
Wow, that's incredible. You mentioned 83,000 in the first, like, 3 days. Tell us where you were, like, after the first year of reach, and then even compare that to where you're at now.
Yeah, so it's a good question. I'm trying to remember that the first year, we would have probably been, I would say, I think it grew from 83,000 to around 1 million or 1.5 million, I think, in the first year.
Okay.
And of course, those numbers are just, you know, astronomical in terms of growth. Today, we have over 437 million unique devices that have installed the Bible app.
Say that one more time.
437 million.
I get chill bumps just with that number, thinking about all those people.
Yeah.
Have the Bible on their phone.
Well, the other thing that we track is obviously how many each month, and we see between 4 and 5 million new devices every month right now, which is more than like 2 per second if you were going to take and average it out every second. And so it's not just like something that happened in the past or something that we're telling a story about, this cool thing that happened back in 2008, but it's a very like active story that God's using it like right now in this moment to connect people to His Word. And it's been growing and growing and growing, which, I mean, if I'm being really honest, in my human flesh, even when we saw how miraculous it was, what God did, I think I always sort of figured, well, that was kind of for a moment, and I'm sure it'll sort of taper off and we'll see. And I wish I had, you know, more faith than that. You know, you think I should, you know, by now. But I just think practically, I was like, well, it can't keep, you know, growing at the pace it's growing. But really, we're seeing this year, it's literally the record year on every single thing that we track for growth in terms of engagement and how people are using it. We've never seen a bigger year.
That's the power of God's Word. 437 million people have now downloaded that on their phone, and lives are literally being changed. But even on your Bible app, it still takes a commitment from you to say, I will. I will. And so that's where we want to look at on our next steps. On your connection card, pull that out. If you're online, there's a link there for connection card. You can walk through these next steps with us. It says, pray for me as I commit daily to delighting in the Word. That's what our team wants to do this week. We want to pray for you, that you will actually show up and delight, savor God's Word, time with Him, enjoying Him. We want to pray for you. Let us know. And if texting is easier, again, just text the word PRAY to 401-496-9710 and let us know that you're committed to delighting in God's Word. The other next step says, I will commit to stay in my community group or get connected to one. Now, I've been leading an online community group, and there were a few people that have never been connected into a group before. And what we decided in our last 40-day group meeting this past Wednesday night was, they said, hey, we want to continue to meet. And so we're going to continue to meet online with them. And maybe you aren't even connected to a group yet. We have online groups, and we have some groups that are meeting in person, obviously keeping 10 and below that will meet in person. But if you're not connected, man, we want to help you get connected, whether it's online or in person. Again, just let us know. You can text that word PRAY and say, hey, I want to get connected into some kind of group, because, again, that's, we need each other to grow in God's Word. And then this last next step says, I will choose my next study. You got to be intentional. Remember, we've talked about this. You have to have a plan. Will you just choose it? Choose something. Do something. And you heard that YouVersion Bible app. That's one way. Go to your Apple's, or your, I keep on saying Apple because I carry iPhone, but go to your app store and download that. And in there are thousands of plans, literally thousands of plans to read the Bible. It can go by topics. It can go by books. There's just thousands of them there. So you can get a plan from there. We also have Right Now Media. That is like Netflix, only but in Bible study. That's what this is like. Now, if you need help getting connected to Right Now Media, then what we want you to do is to email Justin. So that email address that you see on the screen, justin@ccfchurch.net, email him and just put in there Right Now Media, and he'll know what that means, and he will get you connected and get you online so that you can be a part of the Right Now Media, and again, thousands of ways to study God's Word on there. And then we have our men, are starting a new Bible study in January. Be looking for that. The women are doing the same thing, so there's a way that you can study God's Word. So there's a way for every one of us, every person online and every person in the room to be studying God's Word. And that's what we are calling you to, or asking you to be a part of that. Now, as we close out, just a couple of minutes, I want you to listen to now the vision of where the YouVersion Bible app is going. That they actually have a heart to make sure that that the Bible is in every heart language of every person worldwide by 2033.
So we didn't really understand. I mean, when we got started, I had no idea how many languages there were in the world. I think probably the average person probably really don't even comprehend that there are, you know, over 6,000 languages that are active spoken languages in the planet today. And of those, unfortunately, there's still thousands of them that do not yet have even a single word of the Bible translated into their heart language. Something that we can just take for granted, because every day that I've been born, ever since I've been born, the Bible's always been available in English. In fact, there's so many different options in English that we just presume it's always been that way. You know, it's been that way since we've been born. But for other people, they've been waiting, you know, for many, many years, decades, and have never heard God speak Jesus' words spoken in their language. They had to learn a different language to be able to understand what Jesus said. And that's just hard for us to comprehend, but many, many millions of people are dealing with that same challenge. So good news is that there is a huge effort underway to accelerate Bible translation. And we've been a partner in that. I mean, we've contributed financially as a ministry to make that possible. We're so privileged to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. We've been a conduit for people that use our app to also give towards it. And so we've been able to raise, you know, millions of dollars to help support Bible translation, which we're excited at. And then we partner with them in a technology sense. At the moment that a chapter is translated, if the translator wants to, and many of them do, they can actually take a book or a chapter and put it onto YouVersion immediately. It takes about 15 minutes, I think, is how long the technology takes to go from the translator's all finished and it's edited and they feel good about it and they want it published. And so we make that friction-free, so that instead of waiting until, you know, it might take a decade or something to translate it and wait till it's all done and then raising the money to print the Bible and then taking the time to print it and then trying to distribute it. It's like, if God's Word's available in the book of Matthew right now, let's get it into the hands of people right now. Yeah. We don't have to wait 10 years for it to be published. So these are the kinds of new things that we're able to help partner in and do. And like you said, there's over 1,400 languages we have available today in the app. We're adding new languages all the time. And I believe, and this is the goal, that really within our lifetimes, by 2033, we're going to see the Bible available in everyone's heart language for the first time ever in history. And so we're very excited about it. It's become a cause that, even though we had no awareness when we started, it's something we've definitely adopted and very, very passionate about. I don't think it's an accident that these tools and technologies exist at the same moment in time that our world is facing such challenge. I think God obviously knew that the latter was going to happen, and he obviously made opportunity for us to have access to be able to connect with this world using these tools and technologies. So that's why we as a church, and we collectively, with partnering with you all and others, really feel like we have to seize this moment, embrace this kind of moment in history, and to leverage the tools, to leverage the ability to reach people with the gospel. And it's just amazing to see. I mean, I'm obviously very encouraged. I know there's a lot of things that discourage us. Yep. In the world, but I think the vantage point that we have and seeing the growth and seeing the excitement and seeing the life change, you know, that God's doing through it, just gives me a confidence that even in spite of how dark or dire some of the circumstances or situations seem, I just, like, you can just see the light and see what God's doing around the world. And it's very, very exciting.
Yeah. Just this week, I got an email from one of our partners. And they were talking about, they're in the Middle East, and he is trying to communicate with somebody who is like this close of placing their faith and trust in Jesus. And there's that barrier of the language. But you know what? Because of the Bible app, they're able to point them to their own heart language. That is amazing. And we get to be a part of that as we support global missions and we support people who are all around this world, and for them to have a tool, a free tool for them to be able to use. That's the power of God's Word. I want to pray for us. And as I close us in prayer, will you not consider of making a commitment? I will delight in God's Word. Father, we come to you this morning. And God, we have wrestled with this question that all of us need to wrestle with. Will I integrate your word into every area of my life? God, I pray for all of us, for every person online and for every person in this room, that God, that you would move us to a posture of delight, of delighting in you. God, that we would show up, that we get to meet with you because somebody has done the hard work to translate the word into English so that we can know you better. And then, Holy Spirit, you're there to be our teacher, to help us to understand. Thank you. Thank you for loving us like you have. And God, if there's somebody listening and they don't have that relationship, they haven't even started, they can't delight in you because they haven't even started the relationship. Father, move them to place their faith and their trust in you. Just like Alexa did there in her room, feeling down, feeling disconnected, but you showed up through a song. You reminded her that she needed to place her faith and trust in you and you alone. And you, Father, make a difference. God, make that difference in that person today, we pray. And now, Jesus, we want to proclaim your beautiful name. And so, will you hear our heart as we sing this song back to you? Jesus, we pray this in your name. Amen. Let's all stand.